This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to WHL This Week Radio Edition. Ahead, Team WHL helped reel in the win in the Subway Super Series over the Russian Selects. We'll recap the two-game set from Red Deer and Lethbridge. With Movember wrapping up, we profile the Moficials, taking Movember fundraising by storm. The group, led by a strong core of WHL officials, will talk to founding member Justin Hull. Two goals from Calgary Hitmen leading scorer Greg Chase helped Team WHL capture the Subway Super Series in Lethbridge, a 4-2 victory in the sixth and deciding game. It was redemption for the WHL contingent after a 3-2 loss the night before in Red Deer, which gave the Russian Selects a one-point advantage heading to the final game. Team WHL head coach Brent Sutter says they did some good things over the two nights.
Their goalie played extremely well for them. You know, we had lots of chances. You know, he made some big-time saves. You know, we get a couple goals there that they got where, you know, we had some soft plays around our net that we can't let happen. But we certainly had an enormous amount of opportunities. And, you know, I thought the kids did a good job for only, you know, practicing once and going out there and trying to create some chemistry and have some chemistry. And, that you know, they created some stuff off it and some things that we wanted to do. We were pretty good at what we wanted to do.
Edmonton Oil Kings forward Curtis Lazar.
It was a lot of fun. I mean, you got to give the Russians credit. You know, they played their game pretty good. But it's definitely different from the Western Hockey League. And for us to all come together, you know, as quick as we did, you know, we played hard.
He felt things really opened up in the second game in Lethbridge.
Yeah, I mean, there is a little bit of feeling out process, but I mean, everyone here is elite players. You know, for myself, I got to play with Patan and Shinkarik. I mean, those two are their tops in the leagues of what they do. So for myself, you know, it's a treat playing with them.
The CHL teams finish with one more point than the Russian Selects and win the series and take back the cup. The CHL now holds a 9-2 all-time series advantage. Next up, Team WHL players hope to get the invite to Canada's World Junior Selection Camp set for Calgary in 2 weeks.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League. Former Kelowna Rockets defenseman, now starring with the Nashville Predators, Shea Weber.
It definitely preps you for the NHL game. They're very similar schedule styles and everything as far as on the ice and off the ice. They make sure that you're ready and prepared to play in the NHL.
Weber with a drive, he scores! Right off the faceoff! He hammered that one!
Former Saskatoon Blades defenseman, now with the Colorado Avalanche, Stephen Elliott.
I chose the Western Hockey League because it's the best junior hockey league out there, and it provides the best competition and prepares you the best for the NHL.
Elliott moves across. It's shot! Goal!
How about that? After a great defensive play, he scored the go-ahead goal, Stephen Elliott.
The Western Hockey League. It's time. The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Josh Winquist has won his second Denny's WHL Player of the Week. The Everett Silvertip overager recorded 4 goals and 4 assists for 8 points along with a +3 rating over 4 games in this past week. All 4 Silvertip wins. Meanwhile, between the pipes, Victoria Royals goaltender Patrick Palivka has been named the Vaughan CHL Goaltender of the Week. Palivka won all 4 games, allowing just 3 goals while posting a .977 save percentage. They have raised over $152,000 towards prostate cancer research the last 4 years. That number still growing. The Moficials are proving to be quite the team, leading the WHL's Movember charge. Founding member Justin Hull says Movember momentum has grown over the years.
The Moficials started out in 2010. Colby Smith, a recently retired Western Hockey League referee, and I, kind of on a whim, just decided to start the team. And we had a goal of raising $10,000 for year one, and that would equate to about $100 per official in the league if we were to kind of get 100 guys doing that, and we'd have a grant of a goal of $10,000. And by the end of that first year, we had raised $14,000, and it really took off and became quite a huge movement amongst the officials in the league.
Yeah, and it's just grown ever since. You guys have lofty goals now, and you've reached those goals over the years. And this is not only WHL officials, but your team has grown over the years too.
Well, yeah, we really started out with primarily Western Hockey League officials, but then it just became such a popular thing to do that we really didn't want to deny anyone the opportunity to be on our team. So this year and the last few years, we've included junior hockey referees and linesmen from all across Western Canada, BC Hockey League, Alberta Junior Hockey League, etc. And even this year, we've even had some guys from as far out as Atlantic Canada to join the team and just be a part of something that's turned into something very special.
Now, online, you guys, as we do this interview, ranked sixth in the nation as far as teams go. And you're competing against, you know, oil sands companies, big banks, NHL teams, and you're right there in the mix. How do you guys get it done? How do you guys have your number up near 50,000?
Well, yeah, I mean, we have been told by the Movember organizers that we are year in and year out one of the top teams in terms of fundraising that are not affiliated with a major company, like you said, oil sands and National Hockey League teams. And that's something we're very proud of. And we really try now to think outside the box. Movember has just become so popular, and every year it's growing with the amount of people that are raising money. So each year we have to become more innovative of how we're raising money. We've staged fundraisers throughout the league, events, parties, just to get our totals up, kind of just keep things fresh in terms of raising money, because, like I said, there are so many people doing it now. A simple Facebook note won't garner donations, so we really try to think outside the box.
Now, last year and the last couple of years, the Mofficials official T-shirt has been a big hit. Is that still around? Can we still find that?
Yeah, we have what we do every year is we have thresholds that we try to get the guys to hit. This year it's $250, and they get an athletic T-shirt that many people in the Western Hockey League will see around the rinks, because we try to wear them for warm-ups, and when we're doing our jogging around the rink, we try to keep those T-shirts on. So we've done that each year, and it's really popular with the guys in terms of them working hard to get their fundraising totals up. It's just a little kind of incentive, and we also this year we've included some hoodies as well, and for kind of our platinum fundraisers, if they reach a $500 total, they get a nice hoodie. So it's just little things like that go a long way in terms of raising money.
Our guest is Justin Hull, a WHL official, one of the founding members of the Mofficials. And I understand this is something that hits close to home for you as far as the cause.
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, I think cancer affects everybody. And I've lost two grandparents to cancer, and it was horrible to watch them deteriorate so quickly. And so I personally have taken this on and been really passionate about doing it in their memory. And I know a lot of guys take a personal approach and use that as motivation to try to increase their fundraising. And one kind of message that we like to communicate to the guys is to try to remember why we're doing this. Sometimes throughout the month, we get caught up in kind of the fundraising in terms of like parties and having fun, when really there's such value to what we're doing in terms of hopefully improving people's lives and the outlook of men's health issues, including prostate cancer, future generations.
Justin, time is winding down here for the campaign, but how do people get some donations into the Mofficials here to see if they can push you guys over the top?
Yeah, we'd love any support we can get. If anybody wants to make a donation, you can head to the Movember website and simply search under the team search field. Type in the Mofficials. You can find your favorite referee there and contribute to his personal campaign, or you can just donate to the team as a whole. But we like to also say that if anyone has friends or families that aren't necessarily Mofficials, just who are participating in the Movember campaign, to support them as best they can, because the money all goes to the same place.
Great stuff. Well, you guys have done a great job with this. You're a great group of guys. Thanks for doing this, Justin, and best of luck as you guys try to surpass some of your all-time highs there. Thanks for doing this.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, that's this week's show. I want to say thanks to Cam Moon and Red Deer for his help with our Subway Super Series feature. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.